Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 23rd of September. Chinese President Xi and US President Trump both addressed the virtual UN General Assembly yesterday. The remarks were not especially positive towards one another. There was not so much as a hint of the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. The position of US President Trump was perhaps expected by the financial markets. The idea that the US president would be aggressive in the language used about China without actually doing anything meaningful in terms of policy has become accepted as a political strategy ahead of the November elections. However, the Chinese have tended to be more muted in their response to US President Trump's tweets and comments. This time, while Chinese President Xi did not explicitly mention the US, the remarks were very clearly directed towards the United States, and they were more forceful in tone. It is the changing tone in rhetoric from the Chinese side that is perhaps likely to cause investor concerns. China also pledged to be carbon neutral by the year 2060. This is significant as China is a relatively inefficient consumer of fossil fuels and accounts for around half the global consumption of coal. The environmental credit crunch is one of the two structural changes that are impacting the global economy. The other related change is that of the fourth industrial revolution. The pandemic has in many ways accelerated these changes by changing consumption and working patterns and focusing fiscal stimulus onto green projects. The United Kingdom has announced increased restrictions around the pandemic, and critically, the government is once again urging people to work from home. Previously, the government had urged people to work in offices with the aim of helping the sandwich industry, though it had not gone so far as to urge people to take horse-drawn carriages to work to help the equine industry. The trend towards more flexible working was already well underway, and it's something that increases both economic and environmental efficiency. This is a trend that should be encouraged, therefore. There is the potential for a massive increase in efficiency of resource use. The average office desk, before flexible working, was only occupied for 24 hours every week. Flexible working reduces waste in terms of real estate, equipment, and energy. Reducing commuting times also gives people more leisure time. That can either be spent in fun, or, as seems to be suggested, by the surge in small business creation, by building a portfolio of income streams, giving people sidelines to earn additional income. There's almost nothing of interest on the data calendar today. The Spanish final GDP for the second quarter is likely to be quite negative, but as most people are aware, making comparisons between different economies' GDP for the second quarter is not much use, as differences in how GDP is calculated at a time of dramatic upheaval means that we're comparing apples with kumquats most of the time. Assorted business sentiment opinion polls are due in the form of PMI data. These will be as useful as they normally are. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.